talking about gender equality this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe. And how far apart are we still in 2023?
Well, it depends on where you live. Research, this is interesting, it says that the gap has remained stable, meaning that it hasn't closed further over the last 20 years. So women continue to make about 80% of what men make. Now, there is some change for younger workers, so that's in the 25 to 34 year range, and they've improved to an 8% gap, down from 26%. So there are some changes, but I think we have to remember it's not just those stats that they reflect the problem, but it's bigger than that, right? So no argument is better. So I think that if we're looking at when Suzanne Summers lost her job, it is better. So no argument there. But when you get down in the weeds, even in the Belleville weeds, women often take a back seat, no matter their education or abilities. So, and that's because the connections that have been made between men and that are in place for men still perpetuate that pattern. And so this, understandably, that's going to pay out on many, or play out on many levels, including pay. And, you know, we've talked about the business aspects of things, right? And how, in terms of sports, you know, I have a daughter who's very much into sport, and how that's different. Now, yes, there is the business aspect. So we can't expect that, you know, when one league is bringing in, you know, millions and millions of dollars and the other league is not, that's going to, you know, not roll out in some way in regards to pay. But what we can expect is that the marketing and the effort that is put into things is equal. And that has not occurred as of yet.
I was reading something yesterday about today's topic, and it said women on average earn about 23% less than men globally with their jobs.
Right.
So if you work for the government, unions, that has helped make it more equal, if you will, in the workplace. Unions really can make a big difference. And when you work in the government sector, that seems to be balancing out.
Yeah, I would say that's helped substantially in terms of requiring that, you know, gender is not a factor. I think what can happen is that, you know, even if I think back when, you know, when I started out and I was working for a government organization, and although I'd say probably 80% of the people were frontline, they were social workers, probably 90, 95% of the top leadership were men. So it's how that gets filtered out into those leadership positions. But yes, I would say that certainly in government, there's much more oversight in terms of that equality and requirements around it.
Well, this industry for years, the broadcast industry, at least I can only speak to radio, but the radio industry was predominantly men. I would say go back 20, 30 years ago, it was like 95% of the on-air talent were men, but it's really changed now, and it for the better. And to get a woman's perspective on the air, the show, you know, they're leaders and they bring so much to this industry and this medium. And I just know that some of the more recent hires here at Quinney Broadcasting, strong women that have been just, the team has been blessed with their talent and smarts.
Can I just point something out also, that also not just in broadcasting, but in other companies as well, that say, I know I come from abroad, I come from the Middle East in Dubai, but I have seen lots of companies and how things work. And also from my own experience, it's hard for a woman to make her stand at any company. So I'll go in at the same time as a guy, and then I have to do five times the work. So I was a reporter, and also I had my male counterparts and my colleagues, and everyone would be willing more to give all the assignments, all the work to the guys, and they'd just be looking at me like, oh no, it's okay, you know, you can just work on this press release, you can sit here in the office, just take it easy, you know, because you don't want to be out in the field, just, it's okay. But then, you know, I'm not advancing, and then everyone else would get promoted. I'll be like, no, but I want to do it. So lots of people, I find that women want to do things, and guys have this mentality like, oh no, you're going to get hurt, you're going to not feel well, we don't want to, you know, and they just baby you kind of in a way. And I think this might not just be in broadcasting or journalism, but I'm sure in lots of other companies as well. What do you think, Julie?
Yeah. I think that that's that unconscious bias, if I think about what you're explaining there, Mariam. And it doesn't just roll out because they're trying to protect us. It rolls out because, say, the male who's running the place sees himself or in the person that he's handing those assignments to and is looking for that growth in that person that most reflects him. So these are this unconscious bias that women will have to continue to confront. And that's where feminism plays a strong role. We cannot lose that and let that take a backseat to other issues.
Thanks for the conversation, Dr. Julie Galthorpe. People want to track you down. Where do they go?
Feel free to follow us on social media at Galthorpe Therapists or look us up at drjuliegalthorperSW.com.